The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. It is currently cold as, I don't know, what, like 27 below, I think it was, when I drove over here today. And
negative 36 by CTC.
Is that what your car said?
No, that's what their sign said, negative 36.
Yeah, some of those I don't believe, like that Denali Bank over on Chena Pump. I think it's always like 10 or 8 degrees colder than what the actual temperature is, but who knows, might be sitting in a low spot over there by Justice Store, but it is chilly, so make sure you're paying attention to that. Make sure your car fuel tank is filled if you plan on driving anywhere, because if you run out of gas, it could be a significant emotional event as you turn into a popsicle before anybody gets you. But nonetheless, it is cold. Hey, we're here at the KFAR studios here in Fairbanks, Alaska. As always, you can listen to us live at 97.5 FM or 660 AM. And always go to KFARradio.com. Click on that big orange ball that says listen live. And you'll be able to do that. Also, we have an app on Apple or Android. And so you can listen live anywhere in the world. As long as you have an internet connection, or even nowadays with a Starlink connection. So super cool. If you missed any of our previous episodes, you can always go to KFARradio.com and click on that box that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden, and scroll down past my bio, and then you'll see all of the archives of the past show. And Teresa does a really good job keeping those updated as well. We're going to be live today, and then we'll have a Christmas special for Christmas Day, because like it's on a Thursday. And yeah. I don't particularly want to come into the studio and do a show. And besides that, I'd be the only one here. And
maybe on Dorothy Christmas.
Would be locked. Yeah, on Christmas. Imagine that. I mean, even
and
Santa's
you can't
not
run the board. You can't do both.
Yeah, and I can't ask Matt to come in and do that either. So.
And you can't ask me to do it either.
Well, no, we'd be doubly screwed. And then, well, Matt is like learning how to do that right now. So he is in training, and he's like our little protege.
I'm a board intern.
Board intern.
So, there you go.
No, that's super cool. So nonetheless, if you want to call in today, today might be an interesting dynamic show, because we're going to talk about some of the 10 gifts that you might be able to give your significant other or whomever. I don't care. But nonetheless, please feel free to call in at 907-458-TALK or 8255. There you go. Let's start it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A couple reminders. So, Solid as a Rock Fight Club. Yeah, we had Melinda Ray on the show last week, and we were talking about how we think that not only training in empty-handed skills is necessary as an armed citizen, because that way you don't always have to go straight to your gun. But anyways, the fight is going to be at the Carlson Center tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And you can still buy tickets on sale at DW Grill, which is down off of Cushman, what is it, South Cushman, next to the Nissan dealership. And then over at Jeans Chrysler as well. TVSA, the Tanawha Valley Sportsmen's Association, now has public shooting hours on Thursday nights from 6 to 8. It's $5 an hour for members, $20 an hour for non-members. So that's Thursday nights now at 6 to 8. You can always go to their website and look up on their calendar as well. That is at 1230 TVSA Way off of Airport Way across from Fred Meyer's West. So there's that. Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. We had Mike Condis on the show on last Thursday talking about that program, which is super cool. They'll be meeting at the TVSA range tonight from 5:30 to 7. So once again, that's over at the TVSA range from 5:30 to 7. And Cindy's poking at me. What do you got? Am I missing something?
Yeah, it's free. It's free.
Oh, thank you. It's free $99.
It's free night. So bring the family, bring the kids.
And I think they're going to be talking about trapping.
Yes. So. I'm not interested in trapping, but I think it's something that, you know, everybody should know.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think it's something cool. And it's not going to just be about trapping all the time. They're going to have other topics and stuff like that.
And they have experts come in.
Yes.
And that.
Anything else?
Nope. That's it. That's it.
You're good. Oh, and one last announcement. We just got notified yesterday that Colonel Montana Kid Hammer will be over at Barnes & Noble tomorrow.
Yes.
Also, oh no, Saturday. Saturday, and he'll be doing a book signing over there as well. Let me see. He is going to be Saturday from noon to 4 p.m., so that's noon, 1,200 hours to 1,600 hours for our military people for another signing. So Barnes & Noble, Saturday, Colonel Montana Kid Hammer, go over there. He's probably one of our interior's best novelists as well. I think he has, what, three books, four books, something like that. So go over there. You can get the book signed in person by Colonel Montana Kid Hammer, great guy, great friend, so, and great person on the show, too, so. We've always had interesting conversations. Like, hey, when you go over there, make sure you ask him if the Texas Rangers put, like, stockings on their horses so they could sneak into towns.
You know he's listening to you.
That's all good. Like, I don't care. Like, he'll tell you the sock story. Either way, it's awesome. All right, back to my show notes. Okay. So editorial for today, let's get this out. So a new era of quieter shots and louder freedoms, the NFA's tax stamps farewell. We're getting closer to January 1st, 2026, and the big, beautiful bill essentially eliminated that $200 tax penalty. I'll just call it that.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So in the world of firearms enthusiasts, few barriers have felt as archaic and punitive as the $200 transfer tax stamp required under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Tacked onto the cost of owning a suppressor, short barrel rifle, short barrel shotgun, or any other weapon, this tax wasn't just a fee. It was a deliberate chokehold on innovation, accessibility, and the simple joy of customizing your setup without Uncle Sam dipping his hand into your pocket. But as we close out 2025, a seismic shift is barreling down the range. Starting January 1st, 2026, that $200 tax stamp vanishes. Thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill signed into law on July 4th, 2025 by President Trump. NFA items enter a tax-free frontier for transfers and manufacturing. For the uninitiated, let's level set. The NFA tax has been a fixture for nearly a century, ostensibly to fund regulation, but in practice serving as a regressive toll on law-abiding shooters. Want a suppressor to tame the thunder of your AR-15 for a day at the range or a hunt at dawn? Fork over $200 plus the endless ATF paperwork. Dreaming of an SBR for close quarters precision or home defense? Same deal. This wasn't about safety or crime prevention. Stats from the ATF itself show that NFA items involved in a vanishingly small fraction of incidents. It was about control, a relic from an era when gangsters with Thompsons roamed Chicago, not when responsible hobbyists and professionals debate calibers over coffee. Enter the OBBB, sprawling tax reconciliation package that tucked in this gem amid broader reforms. The bill doesn't gut the NFA entirely. No full deregulation here. Despite valiant pushes like the Shush Act earlier this year, the ATF's Form 4 approval process, background checks, and serialization stick around, preserving the registry that Second Amendment advocates have long eyed with suspicion. You'll still wait those indeterminable months for approval and expect a tsunami of applications in early 2026 to swamp the system, potentially stretching timelines even longer. But the money grab? Gone. That $200 savings per item isn't chump change. It's ammo for your next build, a rail for that red dot, or simply cash back into your wallet. At Shooter's Corner, we're already fielding calls from regulators plotting their post-New Year's hauls. Finally, I can afford that modular can for my 308 without the guilt, one hunter told us last week, and he's right. This changes the game. Suppressors, long stigmatized as silencers in Hollywood's fever dreams, reduce noise pollution at ranges, protect hearing for you and your spotter, and make training less of a neighborhood nuisance. SBRs and SBSs, they're tools for the tactical crowd, compact powerhouses that shine in dynamic scenarios. Stripping the tax lowers the entry barrier for newbies, dipping toes into customization, while veterans can stack builds without cumulative sting. Economically, it's a bullseye for the industry. The National Sports Shooting Foundation is hosting webinars for FFLs on navigating the NFA boom. They're making deals already. Of course, no victory lap is complete without caveats. Gun control groups are already lawyering up, filing suits claiming the tax removal guts the NFA's constitutionality without full repeal. Fair enough. But as 2025 fades, raise a glass or a suppressed shot to 2026, the range just got a little quieter, a little freer, and a whole lot more welcoming. As Schooner's Quarter, we're stocking up and sharpening our advice. Come by. Let's talk builds. The future's looking suppressor ready. And we got to go into our first break. And when we come back from our first break, Matt will still continue to run the board expertly under the tutelage of Teresa. And we're going to talk about the top 10 gifts for your armed citizen.
We had fun
coming up with this last night.
Yes. Yep.
So, great. Stay tuned here at Shooter's Corner. Stand by after, Stay tuned with us. We'll be right back after this first break.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday experience at Auto Trim Design. With our top-of-the-line accessories, the season will be unforgettable. Treat yourself or gift that special person to the ultimate driving experience. With Auto Trim Design's remote starts, running boards, heated seats, moose lights, and spray-in bed liners, your adventures will be filled with comfort, convenience, and festive joy. Make this holiday season truly unforgettable with Auto Trim Design. Come find us under the big American flag, 2550 South Cushman.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
KFAR weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 3 a.m. Saturday morning. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 14 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 a.m. and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at the Shooter's Corner studio here at KFAR, Fairbanks, Alaska. As always, remember, you can listen to us live at 97.5, 660 AM. We just got done with my editorial talking about the suppressor kind of repressive tax coming to an end starting January. January 1st, 2026.
Yay! I'm excited. Yay.
Yay. Jingle bells. All right. Cool. Anyways, we're going to talk about the top 10 gifts for your armed citizen, which I thought was pretty cool. Matt, you got this pulled up too?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Did you have any input on that?
I was looking at it. Everything is pretty on par. I really didn't see anything that could be changed. Everything's within a good price range. And
good. Spoken like a true good like friend.
Yeah.
Like,
it's done well.
Well, thank
it's
you
done.
For supporting
well
us.
Of course. I'm here for you guys.
Yeah.
My love language is words of encouragement. So
perfect.
I appreciate that.
You look handsome. No.
He cooked dinner and I was doing dishes and we were having a discussion.
What?
About what we were coming up for.
I think I was dozing off.
Well, that too, you were dozing.
All right. Top 10 gifts. Okay. So we were thinking like from the perspective of what could you buy your significant other that maybe is a beginner shooter, maybe wants to get into the shooting kind of world, if you will, or maybe just somebody who already has a firearm and they want to do like defensive stuff, right? So like the armed citizen. So dry fire laser training system. I'm a huge fan of the Mantis X. I don't know if you ever use one too,
yep.
Matt?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
They provide an extraordinary amount of feedback. Like everything from the holster draw to like a pre-ignition push to like what your sights are doing before and after trigger press and the ignition of the round. Like I've used it with Cindy before to literally demonstrate to her because I can't stand there and tell her like you're doing this because it's a husband wife thing.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like teaching your wife how to play golf or drive, right?
And now we do go to golf.
That's true. But nonetheless, yeah. I mean, there's just some things you probably shouldn't try to do, especially like newer couples.
Yep.
They haven't quite figured it out. I mean, we got 43 years now. So
I think we do pretty well.
We do pretty well.
Yeah.
But it's easier if I show her on a device, here's what's going on.
Like you keep slapping the trigger, but now we have that under control.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Until you put a timer on her.
You're so mean.
But nonetheless, it provides a really good amount of objective feedback on your trigger control, grip, sight tracking, and you could do all of that in the comfort of your home with an unloaded firearm, that is, with zero ammo cost. So in the wintertime, like here in Alaska, being able to train perfectly every single night without freezing on the range is a game changer. So like you could set up a little target in your house and then just do presentations from there with a Mantis on, and it gives you a great amount of feedback. So what's your thoughts on that, Matt?
I really enjoy the Mantis system, and I think I love having feedback, especially on my phone. If you set up your camera and you're able to track the laser's movement, everything, it's telling you exactly what you just said, pre-ignition push. I'm seeing if I'm shaking too much. I can tell if I've had too much caffeine, if I'm dehydrated, just from where that laser's going. And I think the best part about the Mantis system is you can dry fire all day without it, and you can be a better shooter. You can practice your draw stroke, your trigger pull, all that, but the moment you put that Mantis in, you're elevating your game a little bit more. And if someone says dry firing is not a good technique, they're absolutely wrong. It's great practice, and it definitely translates really well over to your live fire portion of shooting.
Now, when you said laser, though, did Mantis 10 put a laser on there now, too? You're talking about the laser ammo can and the digital seal target we also have on here.
No, so most of Mantis's systems have a laser that's built in.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we clarify that for the listeners as well.
Because
we did have that digital target in here. The one on my laser eyes were setting it off.
Yeah,
my,
the LiDAR.
It was your phone.
My phone was setting it off. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Medical. Messed with your head a little bit.
It did initially, but medical kit, right? North American Rescue makes little kit that you can carry that has a tourniquet in it, maybe some wound packing stuff. One of the things that we do at C4 in coordination with Alaska Ammo is teach a Stop the Bleed class. I think it's incredibly important that the armed citizen fight does not end just when the threat is neutralized. It ends when the bleeding is controlled as well. So if you accidentally get hit or your family gets hit, right, it's important that you stop that bleeding on friendlies and then maybe on the suspect/future defendant.
It also comes in handy up here in Alaska. We have a lot of people out cutting wood.
And hunting.
And we have a lot of accidents that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So purpose, a compact purpose-built trauma kit is a real lifesaver. So just go in and buy maybe some tourniquets for your family. Put them in stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
I think the high end is maybe 35.
Yeah, I think you can go over to Arctic Fire and Safety, pick up a legitimate North American Rescue Combat Application Tourniquet, Gen 7. So.
And Alaska Ammo also has...
Yeah, they have them over there as well. So
the little kits, and they're nice stocking stuffers.
Please, for the people listening, too, don't just go on Amazon, type in tourniquet, and buy the cheapest thing you see. A lot of them are Chinese knockoffs that look identical,
legit.
But then you go to add tension, you start to tighten that thing, and then it snaps or something's failing on there. So you don't want to rely. That is one of the... many things, but the first thing you should not skip out on spending the money on
is an insurance policy.
Absolutely.
And you should not be cheap on that.
Nope.
And you don't want to play with it.
No.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of fake ones that are out there too that are just going to like steal your money as well. So.
Yep.
Weapon mounted lights. Like there is a significant training requirement for weapon mounted lights, to be honest with you. But is it a force multiplier? Yes, it can be, especially if you like have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you heard something go bump in the night and you're in your underwear, right? You don't have the ability to grab a bunch of other stuff, especially if you're shooting a long gun as part of your self-defense plan. Like I'm a huge advocate for a weapon-mounted light on a rifle, like a patrol rifle or a defensive home shotgun, because it's incredibly difficult to run, especially like a pump shotgun without a weapon-mounted light.
Yep.
Try that. And let me know how that works out, trying to run that action with a weapon mounted light in your support hand, right? I mean, it's not, I guess you could hold it in your teeth, but let me know how that works when that recoil bucks back and knocks your friend. I mean, it's going to increase your dental bill. But, 1,000 lumens minimum. What we're really more concerned about, to be quite honest with you, is candela, the ability of that light to punch through a photonic barrier. If you need to Google that, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Because you want to be able to positively identify a threat, right?
Yes.
Like, is that my 21-year-old kid coming home from college to surprise the family? Like, don't shoot at crap in the dark. Like, positively identify your target. It frustrates me that I read these news articles about people shooting their own family members because they were freaking idiotic enough to not turn on a hallway light.
Yep.
I didn't want to spend the money to get training, but you'll buy 6 coffees a week.
Yeah. Or more than that.
But I do have
Starbucks is a significant freaking financial investment. So
it is.
And I don't support them anyways because they're anti-Second Amendment, so they can blow. But
I do have my flashlight in my purse.
Yeah, you should always. I think a flashlight being carried on a person is
my like Surefire.
Another freaking definitely EDC device that should be done. Like I like a Surefire stiletto. Like I show the class like that all the time because I can clip it on my hat and work under my hood of my car. It's all got enough lumens. It's got a tail cap activator too, so you can use the FBI technique or the Harry's technique or even a neck index technique if that's your thing. Having a good flashlight is a force multiplier.
Well, I think it's a safety for women, too. There's a lot of women that don't want to carry a handgun, but that flashlight's bright enough that you can shine it in their eyes.
And give you that little bit of,
a little bit of
disorientation to your attacker or something like that. Yeah, I agree. All right. I think a good quality concealed carry belt is incredibly important, too. Like, I've seen a lot of people, well, not only the fact that they'll put, not to make a disparaging comment about maybe somebody's, like, financial standing, and I get it. Like, some of these belts might be expensive, like a Blue Alpha or even a Core Essentials or a Next belt. They can be relatively expensive.
Yeah.
However, like, I have a Tenacore that I wear with my EDC. I love it. It's stiff enough but flexible enough that I can wear it with almost any holster. So even a Milt Sparks inside the waistband holster works great. Versus even using it outside with maybe a Black Point Tactical Kydex holster or something like that. It works out really well. The Core belts and some of these ratchet belts are incredibly stiff. Like your holster is not going to shift on a draw stroke. You're not going to find your gun moving to your back or something like that, you know, if you happen to get engaged in a ground fight for some reason. So they're built for that purpose. Just understand that they are very stiff on some of these. They literally might have like a polymer core,
yep.
And that's what they're designed for. But a good quality belt is incredibly important. So most people cheap out there, and then they fight with their gear for years, right?
Yeah, I wear mine all the time on my jeans when I'm not in yoga pants.
Yeah,
I've had a Magpul gunfighter concealed carry belt. Just looks like a normal leather belt. I bought it back in 2018, and I still wear it to this day. It has lasted so long. It does have steel core inserts, and they're broken up. You're not obviously getting
It's not going through TSA then.
It'll go through. No, it's you're not carrying around a samurai sword. It is broken into bits, but that thing hasn't failed me. It's taking a lot of beatings. There are times in the Army where I would not want to wear my Rigger's belt if we're out in the field, so I would put on that steel core belt, and it's lasted a very, very, very long time. I would 100% recommend it, especially if you can find them, usually anywhere from $30 to $60. That will be the last belt you will ever need when it comes to concealed carry or just regular use.
Core Essentials and even Next Belt has these ones that, and I like that point you just brought up, Matt. Like, there are some belts out there now that literally will go with a suit, tie, tux. Like,
yes.
They literally look like a legitimate leather, like, high-quality belt that you could wear out at, like, a function or something like that. You know what I mean? So it doesn't look tactical.
Yep.
Like, some of them look like a legitimate leather belt that you could wear, and they have like a fake buckle on them and stuff like that to make it look like it'll fit in with any other like event that you might go to, like I don't know, fundraiser or something. But yeah, they're cool. I think one of the other gifts that you could always throw in somebody's stocking is ammo.
I have to agree.
Easiest one. Yep.
Just make sure you get the right like caliber for whomever you're buying it for.
Yeah.
I was over at Alaska Ammo the other day, and I noticed that they have a bunch of 9mm Markov over there. 9mm Markov does not fit in a 9mm Luger. So make sure you ask questions. Or if you don't know, then, you know, give us a call here on a Thursday or something.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't go out and buy ammo thinking your husband's going to want that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, good self-defense ammo. Here's what I tell students all the time in the ACHP. If you want to like make yourself less susceptible to maybe like an evidentiary hearing, if you ever have a self-defense shooting, just try to purchase the same type of ammo that your local law enforcement agency uses. Right? And I know Matt and Cindy, you've heard me tell students that all the time. Like, don't like use your self-defense ammo that you reloaded yourself. So, anyways, we have to go into our mandatory break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with our top 10 gifts you can give to your armed citizen for Christmas. But we'll be right back here at Shooter's Corner with Matt, Cindy, and Chuck. Stay tuned for this mandatory break that they always throw on me, but we'll be right back.
Problem Corner, Patriots Lament, The Buzz, and Health Talk. Local programs to help inform you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Senate rejecting legislation aimed at extending Obamacare tax credits set to expire at the end of the year. Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is blaming the GOP.
Senate Republicans just shoved the American people off the side of a cliff with no parachute and with an anchor tied to their feet.
Earlier, Republican plan also failed. It would have allowed Affordable Care Act subsidies to expire, but they would have been replaced with government-funded health savings accounts. The White House were weighing in on the U.S. seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Press Secretary Caroline Levin.
The vessel will go to a U.S. port, and the United States does intend to seize the oil. However, there is a legal process for the seizure of that oil, and that legal process will be followed.
Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed on X the tanker was supporting foreign terror. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska Beacon reports the Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that the state's child support system has first priority when a foreclosed property is sold to pay multiple debts. The court issued its opinion on November 28th, resolving a long-running lawsuit brought by Global Federal Credit Union, formerly Alaska USA, against the state and several other defendants. This is a pretty important case from my client's perspective, said Jonathan Clement, a senior assistant attorney general who represented Alaska's child support system. This is the first time that a court has actually decided that child support gets priority over all other judgment lien holders, even liens recorded earlier, when there's surplus funds at issue, he said. The case decided by the court involved property in Eagle River that was mortgaged by Wells Fargo. In 2017, Global levied a lien against the property for unpaid debt. Shortly afterward, the state's child support division recorded another lien against the property for unpaid debt. Typically, liens are repaid in chronological order, first filed, first paid. An attorney representing Global declined comment on behalf of the credit
union.
Live
online at KFAR660.com.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska Pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner at the KFAR Studios in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I'm not used to sitting this cold to you, close. It is cold.
Cindy forgot her notes, so she has to read off of mine. So it's like we're married or something. Anyways, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. You can always listen to us live at KFARradio.com. And you can listen to us using your app as well. It'll literally takes you just like it's one click, and then all of a sudden you're listening to us live. But nonetheless, we were talking about the top 10 gifts you can buy for your armed citizen or significant other, and we just finished up with ammo. Here's the thing. Like, a lot of people haven't realized this yet, but ammo prices, especially for popular calibers, is probably going to go up.
Yep. Absolutely.
There was a thing, I think it was AAM, is an ammo manufacturer for like 9mm, 5.56. They lost their powder distributor. Have you read
AAC,
this?
It was AAC.
AAC,
yeah.
Or something like that?
They're Palmetto State's in-house. They got bought out, and yeah.
Yeah, ammunition to go. So they announced a temporary halt in all ammo production due to the primary powder supplier diverting output because they're going into the U.S. contracting government contracts.
Yep.
So they have an unforeseen powder shortage. They're going to actually start trying to develop their own in-house powder, it sounds like. Lexington Ammo Plant. Is actually a specific manufacturer. They're going to just go straight to DOD contracts. Alliant Powder suspended all civilian reloader shipments of powder popular powders, Bullseye Unique, to redirect nitrocellulose entirely to military production ammo. It's insane. Lake City Ammunition Plant has always been freaking solely military output. So 5.56, 223. So the supply concentration, U.S. relies on a few nitrocellulose producers, with China dominating global output. Imagine that. Conflicts have spiked artillery shell demand, and each 115 uses 21 to 24 pounds of powder.
Oh my goodness.
Pulling resources from small arms powder. Then contract priorities. Obviously, they're going to military contracts because, I mean, they're consistent. And
I mean,
they're going to pay.
It's really good for that company. Yeah, they're about to make a ton of money, but it sucks for the civilian aspect because AAC has made some really good, there's some issues, but really good ammo for really cheap. You used to be able to get 500, 300 to 500 rounds of a 77 grain for $250.
Right.
And, yeah. And straight to your door.
I know. I remember when 9mm was like, you know, 20 cents a round, 15 cents a round. So probably not going to see that anymore. It's like the price of gas. All right, let's go on. Electronic hearing protection, right?
That is so important.
Yeah, so you have regular hearing protection. Like we call it passive, okay, which is just earplugs. Unless you're in the military and you had the 3M plug, and then maybe you got a settlement.
Maybe a little
of a few cents. Maybe a loss, which the VA will say, it's not service-connected. You were deaf before you joined. But nonetheless, I like the walkers. I don't know why. Other than the fact that they're relatively inexpensive and I've never had one fail. I mean, you can always buy the more expensive ones, but walkers work just as fine.
Yep.
And they're even more effective if you just go buy the gel cups for them too.
Yeah.
They really get a good seal then. I know that after the end of training in June or July when we're doing our rifle or shotgun classes, like my ears are sweating inside. So, you know, I got to let them air out every once in a while. So, but good active ear muffs with gel cups worn every range trip protect the hearing. Also lets them hear the range commands and stuff like that too. What's going on around gives them that situational awareness. And you can use them for hunting as well.
Yep.
Like you can hear if the Mr. Bear's maybe sneaking up on you. You hear that crack of bushes and stuff. The ones I have are the more expensive walkers that have like four microphones, like two front, two back. So you have that 360 degree situational awareness. But also AXIL. GS Extreme 2.0s. We went onto their website last night. They were pretty cool. They're all in ear, kind of have the electronic, just kind of hangs around the back of your neck too. So those would be good for like hunting and stuff. And then a lot of these have Bluetooth now. So you can take phone calls on it if you want to, or listen to music or whatever while you're waiting for said animal to show up or whatever the case may be. All right. I think another good gift for people is maybe like some prepaid range time too. So whatever at your local shooting facility. But I know Alaska Ammo has gift cards and stuff for sale over there for a range time that you can buy in advance for your loved one. So they can go in there when it's super cold like it is right now and be able to practice without their phalanges freezing off. So
don't sit on the couch. Become a couch potato. Get out and practice. Do some dry practice in a safe room.
Yeah, you can dry practice at your house with that Mantis and then go to the range and then do a practical application. Mm-hmm. All right. So, also on C4 Training Group, we have our gift cards. That's right. So, I always had to throw that in there. Our gratuitous, like, self-pleasing punch. Because we can.
We have our cups on there.
Right. So
we didn't put our hats on there.
No, we haven't put our hats on there. All right. So, a quality range bag, I think, is important, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, being able to store your gear and taking it to the range and stuff where it's somewhat organized. I mean, we don't want to show up at a range. I mean, you could. Like, I get it. Could you show up there with an Amazon or a plastic Fred Meyers bag? Yep. Yeah. But a properly padded range bag with pockets for your eyes, ears, stapler, targets, tools makes them feel like a legit from day one. So,
yeah.
Does it kind of increase their level of like confidence? Yeah. I mean, in the Army, we used to say if it looks good, it is good.
Absolutely. And 90% of your job is looking cool.
Yeah. All right.
You can't hit crap.
No, I
well,
can't.
By God, you look good.
I'm going to look great on the documentary they're about to make of me.
On the YouTube video is going to go viral for my mistakes.
Yeah, I'm going to look great. Yeah. God, am I going to die?
I was over there one time, and a guy had literally a dry bolt seizure. I hadn't seen one in a long time, and it snapped off the back of his bolt on his AR. And so the back of it, like right where the
You're talking about where
the pin goes through the bolt itself,
yep,
for the carrier.
Yep.
Right? It's where it's thin. It snapped off right there. And so the bolt was still kind of inside, but the firing pin is sticking out the end of the carrier.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it fell out the back, obviously, because there's a hole there. But anyways, like, he had not put any lube on there at all. And so, I mean, he looked really cool. He had all the stuff. He had a tactical headset on, you know, with a boom mic and stuff. I don't know if he was talking to the space shuttle or not. Because, like, who are you talking to on a radio system in, you know, Alaska ammo or whatever? But, you know, he was geared up, but he just didn't know that he had to put lubrication on this
everything
thing.
But the basics.
Everything but the basics.
That's a good thing to add to your stocking.
A jar or a can of lubricant or something, or a little bottle. Yeah. Of high quality stuff.
Yep.
Just remember, the temperatures that we're operating in right now, probably not a good idea to over lube said gun.
Nope.
No, but what would you recommend?
Light coat of baby oil and a thong.
No, cap.
For the gun?
Gun.
Oh, for the gun. Yeah. For a gun, like, I'm trying to stay as dry as possible, to be quite honest with you. I really liked in the military that we had that Miltech at one time, to where you could like treat it. And it had like a polymer, and then you wiped it off because we were operating obviously in a desert style environment, and oil like collects dust and dirt. Even if you have your dust cover closed, and like, I don't even know if you can call it a dust cover, but anyways, it made the higher ups feel better about themselves.
It's a fashion piece.
Yeah, it's a fashion piece. But nonetheless, like, run it a little bit drier right now than you normally would, right? Yep. I mean, so. But I would say a good light oil is all you really need. Like, there is opinions about lubricants for guns is like, I don't know, buttholes. Everybody has one. Like, they all have opinions, right? I love to say that. Anyways,
I don't know. You're going to get in trouble.
No, I won't. But nonetheless, I mean, like, I've heard, I run 1540 on, you know, Valvoline 1540 on my gun. Knock yourself out there, stud. I remember we would pour that on our 50 cals back in the day. Like, because that's the only oil you had on your 113.
It's also built like a forklift, so yeah, you got to put something a little thicker on there, but yeah.
Yeah, and then on our 240 Bravos, we would run GMD on there, you know?
Yep.
The grease that we would run on our 25 Mic, we would use that as lubricant because that crap never broke down.
No.
Like, it wouldn't drain out of the gun at all.
The only thing that would happen
but it was really good about
break.
Collecting dust.
Yep.
So, anyways, let's move on. You know what? I really like this idea, too. Cindy brought this up. Like, a compact handgun safe. Like, the ability to store your gun safely, separate from the ammunition, right? So the two can't marry up. So if you have to come home in the day or you're done, you know, doing your shopping, you know, dropping your coinage into the Salvation Army bucket outside of Fred Meyer's. Yeah. But you come home and you take that gun off. You unload, you clear it, right? Because you got little ones running around the house. And then make sure you store it properly so unauthorized or untrained persons can't gain access to the gun, right? So there's all kinds of options that are out there, but a small, quick access safe that bolts to a nightstand or even a shelf shows that you care not only about safety, but the health of everyone that lives inside your house, right? So what's your thoughts on this, Miss Cindy?
Oh, I love the fact. You know, you just can't.
Oh, great segue. I love how you piggybacked right off of that. It's almost like a commander and a first sergeant at a safety briefing.
Yeah. I think it's important. If you are going to go buy a handgun, you've got to get a safe, something to lock it up. When you have kids or if you have friends coming over with their kids, and people say all the time, oh, my kids won't touch them. I've trained them not to. Believe me, kids are kids.
Hey, boys are going to be boys, too.
And girls are going to be girls.
Yeah. So. They're curious. They want to play around with it. I don't care what anybody says. Even like Clint Smith talks about that. If you train Billy not to touch it, the minute you walk out of that house, what is he doing?
He's going to touch it.
They're gonna touch it. Hey, and also here's a safety tip for the holidays. Don't store your firearms and ammunition in the same location that you hide Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, because the kids are going to go looking for the Christmas presents. They know where you hide those things. I remember like going into our parents' closet. My parents didn't have firearms at the time, obviously. But we would go into there, and then we were so skilled at pulling the tape back without tearing the paper. Like, yeah. We could open up, oh, we're getting a light bright, right? Or you shake it, right? And we got really good at, like, figuring out what it was just by shaking it, right? You didn't do that, Cindy? Why are you looking at me like that? Like, don't judge me. I still do it today. Like, if you buy me something, oh, that's a pair
of
socks.
We're not buying each other this year.
Yeah, I do have an agreement on this, though. You can buy me a pair of socks.
No. Or socks. Darn tough socks. He loves
his darn
tough. They
have to be darn tough, though.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the other one. We can add on here as a, like, a supplement, like, good merino wool, like, socks or long johns, like, if you want to call it that, like, base layer. There we go. That's a correct term.
Base
merino
layer.
Wool base layers are good gifts this time of the year.
It is. And
I love my darn tough socks. They last forever until the doodles get a hold of them. And apparently, like, darn tough won't take those back under warranty because they have holes in the side of the top. But nonetheless, right, they last forever. And like my feet temperature regulates, it's like it's miracle stuff. But anyways, we got to go into our last break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation about gifts, and we'll talk about some things you might not want to buy for your spouse or significant other as well. Be right back here at Shooter's Corner, 97.5, 660 AM. Chuck, Cindy, Matt, be right back.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
If you're looking for that perfect gift this holiday season, look no further than Auto Trim Design. We have something for everyone, from moose lights, remote starts, heated seats, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and Old Faithful gift certificates. No need for last-minute shopping. Just come on down to Auto Trim Design and get all your holiday shopping done in one stop. And remember, at Auto Trim Design, we will be here when the other guys are gone. From all of us at Auto Trim Design,
Happy Holidays!
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory begins at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 3 a.m. Saturday morning. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 14 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 a.m. and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at KFAR Studios in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska. Thank you for joining us here at Shooter's Corner. We're at 97.5, 660 AM. When we left off after our last mandatory break, we were talking about the top 10 gifts you can buy for your armed citizen or significant other. All right, so we talked about the dry fire laser training system, such as the Mantis X Elite or the laser ammo can with the VNSH digital steel target, and how that was a super cool device we had the capability of playing around with in the studio here one time. You can go back and listen to that show. That was hilarious. We talked about buying maybe a tourniquet, wound packing, maybe some individual first aid kit, an IFAC, or something like that for your loved ones, especially even the ones that don't hunt. I mean, the ones that don't carry as an armed citizen, like they use it for hunting, they can use it for fishing, whatever, in base camp, doesn't matter. Something that will potentially save their life if something bad should happen. And then we talked about weapon mounted lights. Matt had a good point, too, about the weapon mounted lights, not just the weapon mounted light, but maybe a secondary system as well. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, having your standalone light, I think, is extremely beneficial just because if I do have my weapon mounted light, I don't want to pull my pistol out to illuminate something. At the same time, if I don't have a standalone light, I'm relying on my cell phone. And problem with that is, and I've had to do this before, I'm using my cell phone because I don't have a single standalone light. And then I notice the battery start to drain, and that just becomes a whole nightmare. Because if I do need to make a phone call or call someone out to help or whatever, I'm kind of in a rough spot. So having a standalone light that's relying on its own battery, you're not having to swap everything around, I think that's a great feature.
Right. I remember when weapon mounted lights originally came out or first came out and they were kind of being issued to law enforcement agencies, there was a lot of HUA stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
Cops would like point their guns at people to illuminate them. Like, never let the muzzle cover anything you're not willing to destroy, or always, you know, cover something of least consequence.
I mean, I'm asking to get shot at or into. I'm asking to escalate force when I don't mean to, if I'm having to point my pistol with its light at something.
A handheld light system works better anyways for searching.
Yep.
I'm a firm believer in that because it's a training thing with a weapon mounted light. You literally are using the spill or the refraction capability of it to be able to search a room without flagging anybody. We talked about quality concealed carry belts as well. Incredibly important. Ammo is always the top of a stocking stuffer as well. As electronic hearing protection, right? So Walkers are actually a pretty good company. I like the Razer Slims. I have quite a few of them. I think you had the Razer Recon.
I think so, yeah. I
bought a bunch of those as well. I unfortunately bought the gel caps for the Razers that don't fit the Recons. So make sure you're paying attention to that kind of stuff. I'll just buy more Razers later. But we use them for our classes and stuff. We can allow the students to borrow them. Gift cards from C4TrainingGroup.com, always a great gift. And then also a good quality range bag, right? And then finally, Cindy's suggestion, a good quality safe, some way to store that gun separate from the ammunition and stuff, especially if you have toddlers running around the house and stuff, right? Cindy, you had something else you wanted to add on there for the ladies?
Yes. I don't know if any of you guys heard about Dean Adams. She has a clothing line. And it's concealed. If you can pull her up, it's DeneAdams.com. And look at her YouTube videos. You'd be amazed where this woman can hide weapons and the garments to buy to hide them. She has a new one. It's under the bra holster carry for women. And then she also has leggings.
Yeah, that's pretty cool options.
Yeah, I've met her in 2016. Neat
we did
lady.
At the NRA annual meeting in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she had like a girdle or something like that, or I don't know what the correct...
Corset, yes.
There you go, a corset. Yeah, it doesn't fit me, so I'm not overly concerned about it.
But it does fit me.
Yeah. Maybe if I slim down a little bit more, I don't know, accessory options. I
prefer not.
Yeah, I agree. Anywho.
But please check out her website. We are not sponsored by her or anything, but the clothes are amazing. They're good quality clothing, and I think it's something, you know, would be nice. Especially up here for women. We are wearing a lot of clothing because it is negative 36 outside.
Right.
But that's something you guys also need to dry practice. When you have layer of clothes, how are you going to get your handgun?
Layering's fun. You know, you got a lot of jackets on. You can carry a full-size MP5 underneath. You know, you don't have to go right to your pistol. So it's great, but you do have to practice.
Yeah, you're definitely not printing with the level of stuff we have to wear up here.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Yeah. And we've trained some students that come in for cross-country skiing and suggest holsters. And
yes, exactly. The other thing about her gear I kind of like is it's an on-body carry and not necessarily an off-body carry option.
Yeah.
Right? I get it. A lot of people will carry bags or something like that. That is good as long as your bag's not stolen. And if you do have like a handbag, make sure you get the ones that are now with a steel cable that runs through the strap.
Yep.
It's called like an anti-theft strap because one of the biggest things is just running up behind you, cutting the strap and then just ripping it right off your shoulder kind of thing. And then just don't wear it over a single shoulder, but also cross carry it. Maybe.
Cross body.
Yeah. Now, the only disadvantage to that is if it's an overly strong person, just understand that you might get dragged with your purse for a while if you have a steel cable in there. But that's a training and a situational awareness thing as well.
Yes.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that when you have a handgun, a lot of people will throw their gun in the middle console of their car, or the women will put it in their purse and put it on the seat beside them. But if you're in a car accident, where's that gun going?
Yep. Yeah, it's going the same place that the McDonald's French fries went that you lost under the seat, right? Who knows? Yeah.
If you guys want to see perfect cases of what not to do with your pistol, there is a Facebook group called Your Car Is Not a Gun Holster. And it's people that go on there and they put up how their car got broken into, their pistol stolen, now it's a whole issue, or they got into an accident or something like that.
How does he find this stuff?
I guess we're going to be sitting down watching that tonight.
Yeah, it's really random, but it's all these people that have had awful experiences and they get told, like, you know, don't buy the dumb magnet that goes under where your hood latch is, because then you get an accident, you know, a 10-pound magnet's not holding against 2,000 pounds of force going from 50 to zero. Right. But then the other thing, too, is a lot of break-ins, or if you have a big Sig Sauer sticker in the back of your truck, you're asking for it. Oh, wait. Did you?
And are we still here? I think we are. I have it up there, but I'm not hearing it in my ears. That's okay.
I hear it in mine.
And good thing we got Teresa here. But nonetheless, I think we can still continue to talk because I still see it going on over there as well.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I think we lost each other.
Yeah, so on-body carry, even concealed, like, inside your own personal vehicle, because if you have that gun mounted someplace else, it could potentially become a projectile in a crash, right?
Yep.
So
yeah.
that's a real thing. Also, like, gifts not to buy.
Yes.
What do you think would be a good gift that you probably should not buy?
Brass knuckles.
Well, which are illegal in the state of Alaska.
They're illegal here, and I've seen them sold at the fairgrounds.
Right.
A couple of years back.
Right. I would say don't buy something for your wife that you want for yourself.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not good.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't necessarily need to buy a purple or a pink gun. Get the one that fits the hands properly for either gender. Doesn't matter. Right.
Yeah, take them to Alaska Ammo. Try out the different handguns that they have that you can try out, and to make sure that she can handle the recoil.
Well, and manipulate all of the actions on it.
All of it.
That's important too. The and what I was kind of alluding to was the fact that when Sydney and I were first married, I bought her a 20-gauge Mossberg pump shotgun. Well, she was kind of upset that I had done that.
I was upset.
We were stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas at the time. I still got to always tell this story. I was like, what am I going to do with that? And I was like, I don't know. Can I borrow it? So
it was really a gift for him, not a gift for me, but it's okay.
It wasn't okay. You say that now.
Now it's like.
It was not okay. So I guess the lesson is don't buy something for Christmas for your significant other that, like, they probably are not going to use anyways, that you bought for yourself surreptitiously, right? Like, probably another good thing is don't buy your wife, like, kitchen appliances unless she specifically asked for it.
Yeah. You will get the wrong color, the wrong set, everything wrong.
Well, yes. That, and you also just told her that, hey, your place is in the kitchen.
Well, we know Chuck's a better cook than I am, so.
I buy stuff for the kitchen for me.
I do the same.
Yeah. Or I buy it for him.
I only want, like, really high quality stuff. Like, what's that one company, like, all your stuff's from? Can't remember the name, and it doesn't matter. So, anyhow. I digress.
Anyhow. One of the things that we need to talk about is knives.
Oh, what about them? Because we only got 1 minute.
1 minute. Think about a good quality knife to buy if you want a knife.
Yeah, you can carry a knife as a, not necessarily as a backup, but just a good quality.
It's a nice tool. It's a nice tool to have. I like the Cricut. I think they're the Cricut Kershaw lines. I've had one since I joined the Army. I haven't lost it, and it's great.
All right, that concludes today's show. Just remember, we have upcoming classes here for C4 Training Group. Our next Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit class is posted on our website. The next class is the 17th and 18th of January. As always, be safe. Make sure you drive with your headlights on. Just because you have an auto doesn't mean your taillights are on. So you might have front headlights, but you might not have taillights. So depending on your make and model, your mileage may vary. All right, so that concludes today's show. Top 10 gifts for your armed citizen for Christmas season. Be safe for the rest of 2025. Next Thursday will be a recorded Christmas special, just so you know. So you don't need to necessarily...
Yeah, January.
Oh, no, the 25th. Next week will be live. Yeah, so you always call in.
Yeah,
all right,
call
bye-bye.
In January.
Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters.
To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening.
KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248 DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
What's public and what's not? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A Utah judge hearing arguments behind closed doors at the first in-person appearance for Tyler Robinson, who's